is 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. It's been about 4 years since Cincinnati began allowing food trucks to operate in the city. It started with just a few trucks and now has exploded into trucks serving everything from tacos to crepes. We're going to talk about what food's available on wheels and what it takes to operate a food truck. Later in the hour, we'll hear about food trucks being featured at Taste of Cincinnati. But first, joining me to talk about food trucks are Jeff Ledford, who with his wife Melissa owns and operates Catch a Fire Pizza, Peter Barton, owner of Cooper's Crepes, and freelance writer and editor at Soapbox Media, Caitlin Koenig. You can join the conversation and tell us what your favorite food truck food is by calling 513-419-7100 or email us at talk at wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Glad to have you all here. I think I'm going to start first with Peter and Jeff and just find out why you decided to have a food truck. Jeff, we'll start with you.
It's a great question. It allows us a lot of freedom to do exactly what we want to do. We put out the kind of food that we want to do, and we do it on our own terms. So that means we can, you know, create our experience anywhere in the city. So.
And how long has your pizza truck been going?
A little bit over a year.
Over a year. And have you worked anywhere else? Tell us about your past experience with food.
I've been in the food industry for over 15 years. I've ran a lot of fine dining, white tablecloth restaurants across the city. I worked for Jeff Ruby and that corporation. I worked out in under the Jablonski Group in Hyde Park. I opened up Red and worked for The Vineyard, Allure in Montgomery. And I also ran food service for Xavier University before I started.
So you've had a lot of experience. Is this a whole lot different?
It's completely different in the most wonderful way.
Why is it wonderful?
Well, like I said, we're on our own terms, and we're doing, you know, my wife and I are doing what we want to do. We're creating the best pizza, you know, that we can possibly make using nothing but the freshest ingredients and having fun doing it every day.
Peter, what about you?
My goodness, how do I follow that? I really don't come from a foodie background at all. I love food. I was born and raised in Ireland, and I moved here in 05. And I suppose one of the things for me with having a food truck, you know, is just like Jeff said, it's just being able to get out there and give something different, you know, which is a big part of why I got into doing crepes. I mean, France was a huge, huge part of my life, and I wanted to be able to share that with the people of Cincinnati, just, you know, for fun, really. I didn't really get into it to make a lot of money. It was more of a passing hobby, really. So.
Now, for you, it's a part-time deal.
Yeah, it is.
So you have a full-time job, but you do this on the side?
I do. Yeah, and again, it's like people are into cars and gadgets and weaving and, you know, pretty much anything. And, you know, for me, it's like, well, I love talking to people and, you know, creating relationships. And then I just wanted this little business for myself. And, you know, crepes are great. You know, where else can you buy crepes? And unfortunately, you know, we had a restaurant downtown closed down, and we love those guys. And, you know, now we're mobile and we just go out and do our thing. So
how did a guy from Ireland learn how to make crepes?
From a very old French lady. No joke. I spent every summer in France, you know, with a family, and the grandmother used to make crepes. And I was like, oh, that's just so cool. And just really got into it there. But for myself, spinning out my own crepes, I wasted a lot of batter.
How about now?
No, I really lost a lot of batter. now I'm pretty good. Yeah.
And Caitlin, you've been writing a lot about food trucks for Soapbox, and we've talked about crepes and pizza. What other offerings are out there?
Well, there's pretty much everything from hot dogs to grilled cheese. There's burger trucks. There's other pizza trucks, ice cream, desserts, pretty much anything you can think of, they're out there.
And what have you found as you've been writing the articles? Have you seen an increase over the time that you've been doing this?
I've been writing for Soapbox for about 2 years. So in that time, there have been more. I think now there's more than 30, and there's quite a few more that are coming out. So I'd say, yeah, there's a huge increase. I know there's definitely been since 2013, I'd say probably 10 more trucks. So that's awesome.
Well, we're talking about food trucks today, and we're asking you to let us know what your favorites are. You can do that a couple of ways. Call us, 513-419-7100. You also can post them on our Facebook page. Linda says red sesame tacos are the best. Jonathan likes Taco Locos. And those are the first couple that we have mentioned so far. And I'm sure we're going to hear about pizza and crepes here in just a little bit, too. You mentioned, Jeff, the idea that you have to have an 800-degree oven in your truck.
We have a wood-burning oven in the back of our truck.
Now, that must make you pretty hot in the summer.
It gets a little warm.
What yeah. do you do to keep yourself from melting?
We've got air conditioner, fans, and neither of which help very much once it gets over 90 degrees outside. It's pretty warm in the truck, but it's, you know, comes with the territory.
So what else do you serve? Is it strictly all sorts of pizzas, or do you have anything else? Do you do drinks with that as well?
We've got about a dozen different pizzas on our menu, and we always offer a feature just about every day. And we also offer salads. We do desserts. We do wood-fired donuts. We do panna cottas that we make on the truck. And we also have craft sodas as well, like an Italian soda that we make. And we change those flavors of those up regularly as
well. So you mentioned a featured pizza, so you just have a special
everyday
sort of. And is it... Now, how often are you out?
We're out quite regularly, at least 5 days a week, generally six, and then some.
So this is a labor of love. It's not like you get a lot of time off.
Absolutely. Yeah. But we, like I said, we thoroughly enjoy it every time we go out in the truck. It's not a lot like work.
Peter, what about you? What all do you need to set up the crepes? Where do you do it?
I pretty much spend most of my time at the Westchester Farmers Market. And then also, unintentional plug here for the whip-de-doo, but the whip-de-doo up in Mainville is awesome, kind of walk-up ice cream. So we go there, once in a while on a Tuesday evening, late evening, and do crepes and ice cream, which is kind of really, something special. And but apart from that, really, the Westchester Farmers Market's where it's at. And again, I said, like, it's just a hobby. So
and that's what day of week?
Saturday mornings. Yeah. But as far as the cart's concerned, I mean, I really have something different. There's some food trucks, can dump anywhere from 10 to 80,000 plus into a truck, which for me was like, well, I don't want to do that for a hobby,
That's
an expensive hobby. For me, I've got a pretty cool, teardrop trailer, that I've actually had built for this, and I got the grills on the back. So I'm kind of, at the back of this, out in the heat with everybody else. And it's like, well, if they're going to enjoy the crepes in the heat, I better enjoy making them in the heat, And it also allows me, for me personally, allows me to get a little bit more personal. Like I said, I like to create those relationships, and I think the food definitely draws people back to come in and eat your food. And but also character. I mean, when I get really kind of in the heat of the moment of actually making crepes, I end up singing or dancing or pretty much just acting the maggot, because
Performance comes with.
Performance comes with. Yeah, sorry about your luck, but the crepes are okay too.
For better or for worse,
exactly. Yeah.
So you say that you operate out of a trailer. If it rains, do you still operate?
Yeah, a small pop up little 8x8 tent over my head and be done with it. If it rains, I mean, people are still out, the weather's warm, and more often than not, when it rains throughout the summer, it's only, a couple of minutes, at a time. Or if it rains really bad, you just kind of get stormed out and you sit there and go, right, well, I guess I'll eat a crepe or something by myself, because
I'll eat when it rains.
You just tend to sit there and eat, and you tend to just, when there's not a lot of people around and you're at an event, you do end up talking to the other vendors. And that's kind of like, that's really important too, which is like that food truck association that is in Cincinnati too. I mean, a lot of us have kind of become friends more than just, being an association
so
together.
So you're not just competition.
No. And the competition.
A sense of community.
It is a sense of community. Absolutely. And yeah, it's funny. It's fun.
Now, do you do dessert crepes as well as savory crepes?
No, I just do sweet crepes.
Sweet, okay.
Yeah, and I love that.
So it goes well with pizza, then?
It goes very well with pizza, yeah. There's a lot of, I would say the majority of trucks out there are savory that would offer a sweet option, but there's not a lot that are like mainly sweet. Now, offering a savory option is definitely something that's on the table at a future date, but right now, just keep it sweet and simple.
Our phone number is 513-419-7100. If you have a question or a comment, Jennifer's calling from Kenwood. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi there.
What's your question or comment?
Oh, just a comment. You were saying if I had a favorite food truck, and my favorite is absolutely Catch a Fire Pizza.
Thank you much.
What do you like about it?
I love their pizza. It's just, it's not like normal pizza. It's like a gourmet. I mean, the arugula pizza or the pesto pizza, I love it. So I follow them.
So you do? You seek them out?
Oh, absolutely. I look on their website, you know, at their calendar to see where they're at and if they're going to be close by one day, one afternoon. I go almost every week to find them.
Nice.
All right. Well, Jennifer, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
Caitlin, you, in your article, have a link to all of the food trucks and their website. We have a link to that on our website, WVXU.org. But tell us what you'll find there if people want to just find out where the food trucks are.
All right. So in the article, every food truck has a link to their Facebook page, their Twitter handle, if there's one available, and their website, if there's one of those as well. Most websites and Facebooks post a calendar where they're going to be. And then the Cincinnati Food Truck Association on Facebook also posts where their members are going to be on a regular basis.
So you can go hunt them down.
You sure can.
Do you guys have groupies?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Tell us about them. I mean, do they come weekly? Do they come every day?
Yeah, we definitely got some. Yeah. We got some interesting characters show up, all right. And but they are the funnest, nicest people you can ever meet. I don't really know what much to say about them, except, you know, we really appreciate their business and,
yeah, their
and
support.
Their support. You know, they'll just follow you around. I'm like, what are you doing out here? We're like 30 miles from. It's like, oh, I really want a crepe. You know, it's like, okay.
So you make them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So.
Do you find that people, are they regulars? Do they order the same thing all the time or trying something new?
Some of them very much so. All the time, same pizza. And others like to keep it fresh and try something new.
Now,
so.
Do you have specific spots where you are regular? I mean, you mentioned the farmer's market, Westchester Farmer's
yep.
Market. Do you have a spot?
We've got office parks across the city that we go to pretty regularly. We do show up at Mad Tree Brewery on a pretty regular basis.
And what's that?
That's out in Oakley area. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of fun there. It's a good group of guys, and it's a good relationship. They offer something we don't, and we offer something they don't. So
has absolutely nothing to do with the beer out there at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, pizza and beer don't
all
go
good
together.
Things.
Don't
yeah.
go together at all. We're talking about food trucks in Cincinnati, and we're going to continue our discussion in just a moment. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Food trucks have been operating in Cincinnati since 2010. Today, we're talking about what it takes to run a food truck and what kind of food you'll find. Later in the hour, we'll hear about food trucks being featured at Taste of Cincinnati this weekend. My guests today are Jeff Ledford, who with his wife Melissa owns and operates Catch a Fire Pizza, Peter Barton, owner of Cooper's Crepes, and freelance writer and editor at Soapbox Media, Caitlin Koenig. We'd like to hear from you, too. You can call us at 513-419-7100. Email us, talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter. And we'd certainly like to hear about your favorites. We have some more that have come in right now. Penny says Fireside Pizza is her favorite. She's been following it for 5 years. Also, Kevin says Chili Hut, the best Cincinnati chili. Christopher says Marty's Waffles and Catch a Fire Pizza are his favorites. And Doris loves, I'm not even sure if I can say it right, Cest cheese? How do you say that?
Say cheese.
Say. I don't know French. Say cheese. She says Emily and her crew there are the best. So tell us what your favorite is. You can email it, talk@wvxu.org, post it on our Facebook page, or give us a call at 513-419-7100. You talked about the organization that you have of food truck operators. Tell us a little bit about that. How many are involved, and what, do you have meetings? What do you do?
We do have regular meetings, generally quarterly. I think there's just a little over 30 trucks involved right now, which is amazing. You know, it's grown exponentially in the last couple of years since we've started. And it's a gathering of the minds, and we all are trying to work together for the greater good of the association and for food trucks in Cincinnati. You know, we're really trying to develop a culture in the city that, you know, accepts and appreciates them.
What can you do as a group to get people more excited about food trucks?
Well, power in numbers is what they say. So the more people we have talking about them and, you know, seeking them out and trying to find us, then the better off we're all going
to
be.
It's also a really nice place for people to know that there's one central location to find all the food trucks versus saying, I don't know what I want at my event. You know, what are my options? You know what I mean? So getting the association's brand awareness out there is really important to us as well.
Yeah. Now, do you find that events are the best place for you as opposed to just operating day to day as people want lunch downtown? Or
It's so situational, I think.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah, there are some events where, you know, you finish up your day and like, this was nice, but I'm not coming back. And then there are others where you're really like, yeah, where's the dotted line? I'll come back here every year.
Yeah, the good definitely outweighs the bad, though.
Yeah,
for sure.
For sure.
And do you like have a contract that you set up with folks or when you show up at events or?
In some situations, yeah. When we do private parties and catering and whatnot, we usually set up a, you know, general contract.
Yeah, private.
Loose contract.
Yeah, loose contracts. But private parties, I just want to kind of spin off that. Private parties are so much fun.
They are.
You get to be really more you. On, you know, at a private party, and people really, because the
Peter wants to perform. That's, I can tell.
Sorry, can I get my own radio spot? Why are you laughing? I'm serious. No, just joking. But you really kind of get to get into talking with people more. They're around you for a lot longer, and you really just kind of come out of your own shell. You know, if you only get, you know, a couple minutes, 5 minutes to talk to somebody. You know, they only get to see you for 5 minutes, but the longer you are there, and they're more inclined to pass on your business and your business name. That's really important.
Yeah,
for
you get to make real connections with your customers.
Well, tell us about what's involved if somebody wants you, say, for a party or an event. I wouldn't even think of that because it would seem to me that, gosh, that would just be too expensive to even consider. Is it? I mean, how big a group do you think you need to have to support a
very reasonable? And, you know, depending on what you want, we've done private parties for smaller groups of, you know, 20, 25,
really?
And as many as, you know, 400 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's wide open.
I have no minimums, but you're going to pay for it. No,
It's not free.
It's not free. I mean, we regularly get people saying, oh, show up on our doorstep for a morning and do breakfast. I'll do that for sure. Yeah. But
you charge the whoever's hosting it like a flat fee or something? Is that how? I mean, I guess everybody has their own way.
Yeah, generally per person is how we do it.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7. Our number is 513-419-7100. Kevin's calling from Madeira. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. I'm loving this food truck show.
All right. What's your favorite food truck?
Well, it's a new one. I don't know if how long it's been around, but it's called the Chili Hut. And it was at an event at Sawyer Point week or so back. And fantastic chili, probably the best Cincy chili I've ever had, and from Cincinnati. And so I don't know if where I could go to find it or if that's part of the group you guys were talking about. But it was fantastic, and it's the first time I've seen it.
They are in the Cincinnati Food Truck Association. We just did an event with them last week, and their chili is very good.
Well, in fact, we should say we just got another email from John who said Chili Hut is amazing. Can you help Kevin out, Caitlin, if he wants to find them?
I know they have a website, Facebook page, Twitter handle. I believe it's The Chili Hut when you're looking on Twitter.
So you just take a look there and see if you can. So you would go hunt them down, Kevin?
Fantastic. That's exactly what I'll do. I'll look to find their next you know, positioning or whatever you want to call it, and I'll be there.
All right. Well, thanks for your call.
Hey, thanks a lot.
We appreciate it. Our number is 513-419-7100. Tell us what your favorite food out of a truck is, or out of a trailer in Peter's case. Again, our number 513-419-7100. Tell us a little bit about what it takes to set up a food truck. I'm assuming you have to meet with the health department and other folks. What's involved?
There's a lot of logistics involved, you know, technical specifications to get into. You have to be a little bit crazy if you want to start one. There's a lot to it though, and you need to check with your local regulations and make sure you have your act together too, because there's a lot more involved than just going and slinging food.
And there's a fee, right? You pay a fee to the city of Cincinnati to set up, or is that not true?
If you want to operate downtown, there's a fee. Mm-hmm. And obviously there's some licensing fees, for wherever you want to operate.
Yeah. You definitely want to be find out what you're, you know, if you're going to be in a single member LLC or, you know, a sole proprietor or, you know, there's different levels for whatever involvement you're going to be. You know, there's the Ohio tax gateway that you need to be in. You need your vendor's license. You need your health license. Mm-hmm. You know, and the funny thing is, you know, talking to these people is like, hey, I want to get my vendor's license. Have you got this? No. Well, you need to get this first. I was like, well, that's what they told me. That I need to come to you first. So can one of you just give so I can get the other one? You know, so
yeah, you do, have to do B, C, and D before A happens.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, standard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just go kind of going around in a circle, but be persistent and do your due diligence for sure. Getting together, you know.
Now, you guys have talked a lot about Ohio. Caitlin, are there many food trucks in Northern Kentucky?
There are. I know Texas Joe's one of them that operates out of Northern Kentucky. Off the top of my head, that's the only one I can think of. But I know there are quite a few that operate in Kentucky and Ohio and that, you know, are stationed in Ohio and operate in Kentucky. I know there's licensing in both states, but some also do events and just license for like a temp permit too.
Got another vote. This one is for Marty's Waffles. It's a new one in Northern Kentucky, so a vote for Marty's Waffles. Again, if you want to tell us what your favorite food truck food is, you can call us at 513-419-7100 or post it on our Facebook page. That's 91.7 WVXU on Facebook. Bruce is calling from Clifton. Hi, Bruce.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good. So what do you think of food trucks?
Well, I think food trucks are great. And what's interesting, I was a brick-and-mortar restaurant owner for 20 years, that it liberates the operator from the landlord and goes directly to the customer. So a young entrepreneurial person could get into the business without a huge, huge overhead. And that's a good thing.
That's good. You guys agree? Yeah.
Very true.
Good. Now, do you have a truck, Bruce, or are you just stationary?
No, I'm too old for the business. I had a brick-and-mortar business, and you had to open your restaurant, and you're a captive to the world, and you had to work it all out, even as a young person, in front of everybody. And you still had to make that rent every week, and it's a tough thing to do. But this, I think this lets young people get in at a lower lower level, and that's a good thing.
Bruce, thanks for your call. Again, our number is 513-419-7100. If you have a question or a comment or just want to tell us about your favorite food truck food, we just got another vote for Chili Hut. That's from Jeff. One of the things that I've noticed with food trucks, it seems obvious, is the food has to be portable. It's not the kind of food that you can plan to sit down and eat necessarily because there's not always a table nearby, maybe in some instances. What do you do to make sure your food is portable?
Well, hand food is definitely, you know, part of the idea. Ours is pretty easy. You know, you can come up and get a pizza and we toss it to you right in a box. And, you know, people eat pizza in a number of different ways, but most everybody eats it with their hands. So it's always easy to handle.
I'm really surprised actually coming to the States, finding out how many people want a fork or a spoon to eat their crepe.
Really?
I'm like, no, this is hand food. Have you ever been to Paris? And then I realized probably not. And then I don't mean that in a bad way.
But don't they have like toppings on it? Wouldn't it get gooey? Or no?
No, we do everything in.
Inside. So what's an example of one of the crepes? What's your most popular?
A lot of people seem to like the Buckeye.
And what's in that?
A Ghirardelli chocolate and Reese's peanut butter chips. And they melt together and gooey. Okay.
You trying to make
Jeff,
me hungry? Or what?
Stop salivating over the mic.
Sorry about that.
And that doesn't like ooze out and get messy?
Towards the end, it does if you don't eat it quick enough.
So you have napkins available?
Yes, napkins and holders available, and the sporadic fork will be available.
Well, a holder, that's interesting. So you pack the food in something that people can't hold it without actually touching the food.
Yeah, it's like on a tray pretty much. I did have holders for a while, but then again, as any foodie would know, especially the vendors, cost is a big thing, you know, and when you can buy, you know, 500 trays for $11 or 300 holders for $69, you do the math. So
They make it as portable as you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Try not to ooze out too much.
No. Although it's fun watching people eat.
513-419-7100 is our number. Courtney's calling from Hyde Park. Hi, Courtney.
Hi. Miriam, I just wanted to make the point, too, out of appreciation for the whole food truck industry, that they've brought the cool quotient to Cincinnati that I think we needed for a long time. And I think we can attract people, you know, when somebody moves here from San Francisco and Chicago and New York, they expect food trucks because they've known it for a while. And now we've delivered. And I think all these guys have done a great job making events in our town really special and neat.
Well, Jeff and Peter look very cool. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's great. And have you always lived here, or have you been to other cities where you've experienced food trucks?
I've lived here forever, but when I travel, I've always thought the food truck side of things was fun. I also was in the restaurant business for a while, so I have an appreciation for what they're doing. And I don't know, I just think that many events that went on for years here in town now have, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 food trucks at them, and there's a new customer that's showing up at some of these events as a result. So I think it's very important and needs to continue to grow as an industry. What they've created is an industry. It's not just a bunch of individuals starting businesses.
Thanks so much for your call, Courtney. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our number, 513-419-7100. Gabriella's calling from downtown. Hi, Gabriella.
Hi, how are you doing?
Just fine.
Great. I really love the show, and I wanted to say that I think that food trucks are an amazing opportunity to have here in Cincinnati. I come from living in Brooklyn, and it's a huge, huge industry there. They have flea markets full of food trucks, and you know, you can always find something great really quick on the street for under $5 or $10, and I think it's seriously a great business. I think that one thing that Cincinnati misses out and needs to improve upon is the eclectic mix. You know, there's a lot of pizza and there's a lot of chili that I hear about, and I know that's big here for the Midwesterners, but, you know, Asian food and
Have you tried Peter's French crepes?
I have actually tried the crepes. They're really good. I do like crepes.
But you're looking for Asian, looking for some other...
You know, just some other, like, styles of food, some pork buns and some, I don't know, even, like, donuts. I hear people talk about the sweet stuff and that you can make a million different kinds of donuts and sell them out of a truck with all kinds of additions to that, you know. So I think it's up and coming and it's blooming, which is great to see.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Our number is 513-419-7100. If you have a question or a comment, another vote for food here for Bones Burgers. Actually, two votes for Bones Burgers with a grass-fed beef, apparently. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar
also
with them.
Also good things.
Very good.
So that's another vote. If you want to vote for your favorite food truck, let us know right now, 513-419-7100, or post it on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. What is the variety? We've talked a lot about pizza and, of course, crepes, and chili seems to come up a lot. Caitlin, what other types of food trucks are out there that we may not have heard about?
Well, there's Red Sesame. They are Korean barbecue. There's Sugar Snap Truck. They are specifically desserts. Their salted caramel brownie is fantastic. Say Cheese does specifically grilled cheese. And it's like gourmet grilled cheese, not something your mom would make for lunch. There is Mr. Hanton's Hot Dogs. He just opened a brick and mortar in U Square, but I believe he still does the truck. And that's gourmet hot dogs, everything from a gyro dog to your Chicago style hot dog. And then there's pretty much anything else you can think of. I mean, there's nothing really too eclectic as far as ethnic cuisine, but I'm sure there's some on the rise.
All right. We just had a call, I think, that dropped off that was talking about just the interaction with the chef. And certainly, Peter, you've talked about that a lot. Do you get a lot of interaction as well, Jeff, with the people?
Oh, very much so. And that's part of why, you know, that's part of why we're doing it. We're right in front of the customer. And, you know, that's part of the excitement. Like I said before, making those connections.
Either of you want to go to brick and mortar? I know some of the food trucks have changed. And Caitlin, maybe you can fill in that, and have gone to brick and mortar and the trucks are gone now. Do you have a desire to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the next phase of our business plan. But we'll always have the truck.
So you won't get rid of the truck
no,
to have the
no,
brick
the
and
truck
mortar.
Will the truck will stay for sure.
And Jeff, you do this part time. As we said, this is a sort of a hobby for you. Do you ever intend to open a restaurant or anything like that?
No, I don't think, you know, if you'd asked me that question a year ago, I probably would have said yes. Right now, though, I'm almost at the stage now where I am offering a turnkey franchise. So essentially just there's like one price, you sign the contract to stay within the parameters of the business model, and away you go, you're gone. And for me, that's because I just right now like doing what I'm doing. I don't want it to take over. And some people really want to drive, and that's what they want to do, and they want that freedom. And a little part of me saying, you know, I want that, but the other part of it is I like a little bit of comfort in knowing as well. So
now, do you each have one operation? Do you have more than one truck?
No, we are just one truck.
Yeah. One trailer, one truck. There. Yeah. Thomas is calling from Sharonville. Our phone number, 513-419-7100. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm curious on the business side. I understand that the permit from the health department allows you pretty much anywhere in Hamilton County, but do you need separate permissions to go into a different municipality like Blue Ash or Reading, Ohio versus Cincinnati?
No, the one health department permit pretty much covers the gamut. Now, there are some regulations as far as you can't just park anywhere downtown without a special or a different permit from downtown.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 513-419-7100 is our number. If you want to vote for your favorite food truck, you can do that on our Facebook page, 91.7 WVXU, or give us a call. A couple more votes. Sunny votes for Say Cheese, and Penny votes for Fireside Pizza. Emily's calling now from Norwood. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
So you have a favorite?
Yeah, I wanted to vote for Tacos Locos. It's over in Pleasant Ridge.
And why do you like them?
Well, I just love Mexican tacos, and all that stuff is really, really, really good.
All right. And do you go very often?
I do. Yeah, I work just down from there. And they also have, like, vegetarian options, and they have some seafood also, because I know some of my friends are vegetarian or only eat fish. So.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
Again, our number is 513-419-7100. I assume that you guys have vegetarian options as well with
Absolutely.
Pizza and the crepes. If sweets, I mean, I don't imagine you put a lot of meat in your sweets.
So. No. At home, I do.
That's the savory one.
That's the savory one.
Caitlin, do you find that there are a lot of interest in that variety in some vegetarian or even vegan cases?
I know now with people having even more dietary restrictions for health reasons or for their own life reasons, that more restaurants, food trucks are offering those options. So I definitely don't think it's out of the question. I'm sure even if food trucks don't offer those options, that they can definitely cater to those people.
Yeah. What about gluten-free? Is that something that comes up at all?
That does come up a lot.
Occasionally, yeah. And we're not in any position to be able to do that in our truck. We make our own dough right on the truck.
Oh, you do?
So we've got, you know, flour and glutens and things flying all over the place. So
so you couldn't guarantee
no,
that it
would we be could not get into, guarantee a gluten-free environment. Yeah.
Carolyn's calling from Wyoming. Hi, Carolyn. What's your question?
Hi. My question is, and you addressed it a little bit on one of the last callers, but the sanitary aspect of the sidewalk cafe, I guess I'm funny that way, but I spend a fair amount of time in New York City, and I'm always looking at their hands always look dirty, and I have a real hang-up about that, I guess. So I just wondered, you know, how often are they checked? What kind of checking does the sanitary or the, you know, the police do on that matter?
Do you guys wear gloves?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we wear gloves
yeah.
all the time, except for the money handler.
Yeah. And that's... it'd be so rare to touch food without, because I wouldn't eat food from somebody, you know, it's different if you're seeing somebody, you know, their hands have been pre-washed and then they're actually working with the food to do something. And sometimes gloves can be a little bit restrictive, but I mean, again, that's like, I mean, you're not going to die from it. Is it it's totally sanitary? Maybe not, you know, but I for one, certainly wear gloves, and a lot of the vendors I've seen also wear
And how do you keep the trucks clean? I mean, I would imagine that there are creatures, whether it's anything from ants to a mouse that might be interested. How do you keep them clean?
You keep it clean just like any other kitchen, and it's elbow grease, and you got to get down and dirty and clean up after every shift.
So you do clean them regularly?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to. I mean, you could get an inspector come like on the site and shut you down right there. And
you know, if you don't clean, then you'll get ants and, you know, some of that ugly stuff.
Carolyn, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. Our number is 513-419-7100. Another vote. This is from Ann for Tacos Locos and Blue Oven Bakery. Jeff is calling from Columbia Tusculum. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Just fine. What's your question?
I apologize. I probably came in late. The question is this. What is the typical startup fee, you know, in a ballpark term? I know you've different vendors there, so I'm just curious in round numbers, what's it take?
We've got a couple of different here. Jeff has a truck, Peter has a trailer. Can you give a ballpark of what it might cost to get started?
I mean, it's just like anything else. You can spend as much as you possibly want to. I know people that have started, you know, similar operations or, you know, just general food trucks for under 15 grand and others, you know, that are far on the other side of 100,000. So
yeah, it really just depends. I would say 80% of businesses, food businesses, fail because they're undercapitalized. So certainly making sure you know what your costs are at the end of the day, that will guide you towards what type of business model you're working
with. Operating within your means.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, does that answer your question?
It does. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for your call. Caitlin, what are you finding in terms of, do you hear from folks about what it takes to get started as new trucks open up?
I really don't. Like Jeff and Peter said, I think it kind of varies from vendor to vendor. I mean, some people have trailers, some people have the full-blown trucks, some people have carts that you would see on a typical street in New York, but to a higher extent, maybe with a sink or something. So I really think it's tailored to what you want to see out of your business.
Got a couple of more votes. If you want to vote for your favorite food truck food, let us know. You can call us 513-419-7100. Also, you can email us talk@wvxu.org or post on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. A couple of votes now. Ronnie likes Say Cheese with Emily Frank. Christy likes Red Sesame and Stephanie Marty's Waffles. Tanya's calling from Springdale. Hi, Tanya.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question.
Sure.
I was just wondering, what kind of area does Peter's Crepe Truck usually run in? I actually grew up with the Russian version of crepe, and I know how to make them, but they take forever, and I miss having them, to be honest.
Then you need to show up to the Westchester Farmers Market up in
Where
Union Center.
Where is that?
It's up in Union Center. Yeah, it's Westchester Square.
Saturdays.
On Saturday mornings, yeah.
What time?
9 to noon, or 9 to 1.
9 to 1.
Yep.
Do you run out?
I have once or twice run out, but most food truck vendors try to make sure that they have more than enough than what they think they'll sell. So make sure that never happens, because you don't want to be halfway through a shift and say, sorry.
And is that you, that's the main place you are? Do you ever get any farther south in Westchester?
No, I mean, I just do, you know, something very sporadically. I'll do a couple events here and there. Valley Vineyards Wine Festival, you know, would be another one, but like I said, that's pretty much just a Saturday morning gig, really.
Tanya, does that answer your question?
That does. Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call. Again, our number is 513-419-7100. If you have a question about food trucks or if you want to give us your vote for your favorite, you also can email us talk@wvxu.org. We're on Facebook and Twitter as well. Do you need a lot of training? I know, Jeff, you said you've had a lot of training to do this, but it's the kind of thing where I think it's probably a little different cooking out of a truck than it is cooking out of a kitchen. What did you do to get ready?
It's definitely a little different. You have to have your head in the right place and understand that you're going to be operating in the confines of a small kitchen. You know, we have a large truck and my oven takes up, a pretty fair portion of it. So we've got limited square footage and every inch counts.
How many pizzas can you have going at once?
I can get about six pizzas in my oven at a time. We usually do a 10 inch individual pizza. And you know, sometimes I'm confined by the limits of, you know, how fast I can make the pizzas, because I generally make and cook them. So
and how long does it take? If somebody, from the time somebody places their order, how long does it take for their pizza to be ready?
You know, when there's nobody in front of them and there's no line, we can have a pizza by the time you order it and out the window to in your hands in 5 minutes or less.
So it's really not that long to
have to wait. Yeah, the pizza's cooked for about 2-3 minutes.
Do you have any? Do you ever make them up in advance because you know some folks
no.
are going
to? So we
you
cook, wait till we it's cook ordered. Everything to order, unless we're doing a large event and we do and we're doing slices or something like that.
But ordinarily, you sell the 10-inch.
Yeah, little bit of everything.
And what about you? Do you ever do the crepes in advance, or is that as you?
No.
that doesn't sound too fresh.
No, it doesn't. People love going to those places, you know, those kibachi grills where you see your food being cooked in front of you, and that's half the fun of
part of the experience.
It's part of the experience. I mean, at any one time, you know, once I spin a crepe out, you know, I can probably get about 4 out on a grill. I fold them and move them over and then get another one going. So
With that, people are watching you make those with the pizzas. Can people see what you're doing? Are you tossing that dough in front of them?
Yeah, we toss the dough right there, and you can see the fire from, you know, from the window.
And on a really cold day, that'd be great. And on a really hot day, you might want to step back.
You get a little, the best of both, yeah.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're talking about food trucks. In just a moment, we'll talk about the food trucks present at Taste of Cincinnati this weekend. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're talking about food trucks today with Jeff Ledford, who with his wife Melissa owns and operates Catch a Fire Pizza, Peter Barton, owner of Cooper's Crepes, and freelance writer and editor at Soapbox Media, Caitlin Koenig. Also joining us now from the Cincinnati U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Lance Berry, who will talk with us about Taste of Cincinnati. You can call in your questions at 513-419-7100. Email us, talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and you can use those numbers or Facebook and Twitter to vote for your favorite food truck. We do have a vote from Ann for Cooper's Crepes. There you go. Vote there for Peter. Lance, good afternoon.
Hi there. Great to be with you.
Tell us what's happening with food trucks at Taste of Cincinnati.
Well, we have actually doubled the number of food trucks from just last year's Taste. We have announced that the West 6 Brewing Food Truck Alley is going to be a big part of Taste this year. It's got a lot of buzz going for it. It's going to be located on North Broadway off of 5th Street, and we're excited to have at least 9 food trucks participating this year. And again, that's more than twice that we had just the previous year.
Either of you at Taste
yes.
this year?
Yes, Catch Fire Pizza will be there.
All right. No crepes, though. Maybe next time. And was it hard to find folks, Lance, or did you have to sort of pick and choose because you have limited space?
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right about the space. I mean, we certainly could have probably double the number of restaurants of all kinds, whether it's the normal street-based restaurants or food trucks or even those who are participating in Taste Experience. But it is always up to our space limitations. As it is, it's a huge festival. But certainly, you know, we have a waiting list from year to year to get on for restaurants who are interested in participating. So we wish we could include even more, but slowly but surely, certainly the food trucks are becoming a larger part of Taste every year.
Why did you decide to include them for the first time?
Last year was the first time they've actually had their own designated area, and then the year before that was the first time that we actually had any kind of food truck, and they were right on the street with the normal restaurants. And to be honest with you, it was a combination of us realizing how big they had gotten in the community, and they're really a part of the culinary community just like any brick-and-mortar restaurant. But on top of that, we were hearing from our patrons at Taste, our tasters, that they really wanted to see food trucks as a part of it, and certainly we were glad to make that happen.
Did it ever occur to anybody? I know all the restaurants come and operate out of a booth. Jeff, did you even consider operating out of a booth instead of bringing your truck?
No, our truck is, that's where it's at. That's where the oven is. That's where the fire is. That's where our pizzas go.
Go with the truck. Our number, 513-419-7100. A couple more votes for Chili Hut. That's from Jim and Josh. Ginger's calling from Florence. Hi, Ginger. What's your question?
Hi, how are you?
Just fine.
I have a question, actually a couple, but I'll get to the first one. I appreciate the fact that there are regulations regarding the trucks themselves, and I also really appreciate knowing that people really appreciate the on-site preparation, but I know there is some off-site preparation. Is that also regulated by your local health department?
Is there off-site prep?
Yeah, we make our dough ahead of time, and it's, you know, we're operating in the confines of our kitchen, so it would be just as any other brick and mortar operation operates.
What about you?
For me, all my prep is pretty much done on the spot. And again, every year that comes around, you got a renewal with the health department. Mm-hmm. They come out and they inspect where you're storing your food, where you're prepping your food, and where you're making your food. And if they're not satisfied, then they're not gonna let you operate. And they're actually pretty strict about it too.
I
actually appreciate that personally. So,
all right, Ginger, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. Lance, is there any particular regulations you all have at Taste to make sure that everything there, not only on the food trucks, but at all the booths, is the health department inspected, or how does that work?
Yeah, obviously they're on scene, and you know, we fully cooperate with between them and the restaurants. And you know, in addition to that, it's and which was a bit of her question as well, is, you know, we really rely on the restaurants to make sure not only is all the food, you know, up to snuff when it comes to standards, but a lot of the restaurants as well, you know, they want to ensure quality, and quality is a huge part of it. In fact, we have some restaurants who may not return to Taste after being in Taste the previous year because they can't ensure it's to the quality that they would like to have, the same in the restaurant as the same on the street for Taste of Cincinnati. So all of that is really on the restaurant itself that's participating, but certainly we cooperate fully, whether it's the city or the county.
Our number, 513-419-7100, or email us, talk@wvxu.org, to vote for your favorite. Peter, your mom just called from Ireland to vote for your crepes. So hopefully she's had a chance to taste them. If not here, maybe there. I don't know.
Well, then I'll just say hi, Mom. Thanks for listening all the way from Ireland. And to my little sister, Emily, I know she's listening too.
All right. Also, Jennifer votes for Catch Fire. So we have another vote there. And Wyoming Avenue Farmers Market, another vote, a vote for Fireside Pizza. Kat is calling from Hamilton. Hi, Kat. What's your question?
Hi. I have a logistical electrical question. I've tried to have events before and invented a food truck, and they said that they required power. Is that going to be like, is there like developing technology so that it's all on board, or do you guys still need a power outlet to connect?
Some vendors require electric hookups. I know we personally do not. We have a generator that we can run off of. It's a quiet diesel generator. So we're all inclusive. We can, you know, go to a site and have electric and water and be fully functional.
Yeah. Sure. I'm lucky to have everything is on board, and I run solely on propane, and then a deep cycle battery that runs the pumps for my water. Then with other vendors needing electricity, I mean that's electricity just to kind of keep their fridge cold. Yeah. In the most part. And then there are increasingly amount of the vendors who are now, you know, going to those quiet run generators to allow them to be a little bit more flexible in where they go, because that was one of my big things. I was like, I want to be able to go wherever I wanted,
exactly,
whenever I wanted. So
some are definitely self-contained, as you two are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. Kat, does that answer your question?
Yeah. Actually, can I make a real quick question?
Sure.
I just love the proliferation and all of the diversity and the culinary arts that you guys are providing. Do you guys, but do like LA, do you line up and have a certain day where you go to a certain location and line up and have a whole bunch of food trucks, or?
Right now we're working on, you know, things along those lines and different, you know, hosting different food truck rallies, but there is, you know, some regulations involved, and depending on how many trucks are involved, it can get a little dicey. But that's something that, you know, hopefully we can all look forward to in the future.
Kat, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. A couple more votes. Jimmy called voting for Chili Hut, which seems to have gotten a lot of votes today. Also, we have a vote, as we said, for Fireside Pizza. Does social media impact your business? Do you have a lot of interaction with folks on social media?
We do, certainly. Yeah, we're always, you know, communicating back and forth, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, and people asking questions, giving us shout-outs.
I'll probably be the first to admit that I'm pretty woeful at the whole media end of what I need to do. But then it's more hobby for me again. So,
all right. Well, thank you all for being here. And Caitlin, we do have a link to your article and to all the food truck information on our website, WVXU.org. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We've been talking about food trucks today with Jeff Ledford, who, with his wife Melissa, owns and operates Catch a Fire Pizza. Peter Barton, owner of Cooper's Crepes and freelance writer and editor at Soapbox Media, Caitlin Koenig. And from the Cincinnati USA Regional of Chamber, Lance Berry. Lance, thanks for joining us as well. Producer for today's program, Pete Reitmeier. Today's technical director was Rick Andres. Our engineering staff is Don Danko, Bill Dean, and Mike Makinich. We had help today from Kevin Reynolds and Jim Nolan. Archives of our program are available on our website, wvxu.org. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.